As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमुद निवार सुमद के संगी कंचन बरन बिराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा. So this is the Chopai that we're going to explore on today's episode, and I am very glad that you have tuned in to listen. Welcome to another episode of My Seven Chakras. We are exploring the Hanuman Chalisa. If you are not aware, make sure you listen to some of the previous episodes that we have been doing. And I'm glad that since our last episode, I have been receiving some messages and some more emails in regards to the content that I'm putting out there, and the fact that many of you are relating and resonating with the message and the stories and the explanation that I am attempting to present to you. So without further ado, I'm going to start. I will recite the previous passage, just so that you remember how it sounds like, and then I will start today's part.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nijaman Mukuru Sudhari Badanau Raghubar Bimal Jasu Jo Dayuk palachari buddhihin tanu janike sumiro pavan kumar bal buddhi vidya deho mohe harhu kalesh vikar. जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस तिहुलोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत नामा.
That is how much we finished last, and today महावीर विक्रम बजरंगी कुमुद निवार सुमद के संगी, which means महावीर means mighty hero bestowed with courage. Now again, we in this Chopai are continuing our exploration or description of the greatness of Hanuman. So we're describing his qualities, his attributes, his essence, and what he stands for. Because the more we do that with an earnest heart and remember him, the more we are able to connect at an emotional level, at a spiritual level, with Hanuman. Okay, so Mahavir Bikram Bajrangi. Okay, so his courage is very strong, and it's as strong as a Vajra, thunderbolt. All right, so there's a metaphor over here. Ancient languages in India, Sanskrit, Avadhi, were very metaphorical. And the fact that Tulsidasa was a poet, you know, really strengthens it. So a lot of what is said is not literal, it is metaphorical, which is why you need to really understand the context. Mahavira Bikram Bajrangi. Now, the courage over here is not necessarily physical courage. But we're talking about spiritual courage. We're talking about resiliency, the ability to stand up no matter what challenges you are going through in life. The ability to stand up no matter what challenges you are going through in life. The ability to not give up. The ability to have a dream. The ability to, no matter what your age is, to say, you know what, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to turn a new page. I'm going to attempt something that people at my age do not normally do. That is what courage really is. It's not really worrying about what people around you think or perceive or how they judge you or maybe make fun of you. That is the true courage that we are referring to here, that is embodied in Hanuman. All right. And then Kumatini Vara Sumatake Sanghi means dispeller of evil thoughts. Now think about it. How many thoughts do you have in a particular day? I don't remember the exact number, might be 18,000 or something along those lines, but we have a lot of thoughts, and most of those thoughts tend to be negative. They tend to be self-critical, and they tend to be judgmental and negative towards us, right? Like, we are our own biggest critic. And we all suffer from what is called imposter syndrome. And depending on what we are trying to do in our life, whether it's starting a new venture or a business, or you're doing something different in your workplace, or you're just trying something new, there's this part of us that feels like we're not enough and feels like we're not supposed to be there and feels like we got it lightly. And, you know, and if we go down that route, it leads to self-sabotage. All right, so Hanuman is the deity that's going to really dispel those negative thoughts, dispel that negative energy, and is able to help you make progress in your life. So that's one aspect of the dispeller of negative thoughts, of evil thoughts. But the other thing is also just negative intentions that people tend to have, you know, with you, right? It feels, especially in a large city, the more you tell people that you're doing well and you've succeeded and, you know, you're victorious or this, that, you know, like, people just have a immediate knee-jerk reaction of envy and jealousy and, you know, all that negative energy, it's there. And that is what Hanuman also helps you dispel and, you know, clear away, because you don't want any of those negative energies, entities, or for that matter, negative aura. All right. And then he says, Kumatanivara Sumatake Sanghi. Sanghi means companion. So he's the companion of good. Now, what this really means is two things. He is a companion of the good, companion of people that do good, practice good, have good thoughts, have the good intention of people around them, and are generally people with good values and good intentions, and you know, people that work on good things, good projects, and good, you know, they're always thinking about the good of other people. So Hanuman is the companion of the good. And over here, good also sometimes tends to be weak. He's a companion of the weak, companion of those that, you know, don't have a lot of privilege or a lot of money or a lot of power in their lives.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, so Hanuman is known to be the protector of the weak and the innocent. And that's what we're going to explore later on in this beautiful Chaupai, because he's also known to be the protector of sadhus and sants, the priestly category of people, the people that are deep in meditation, people that are vulnerable in many ways, people that are praying for other people for the greatest good of all. So Hanuman is always trying to ensure that these people who are in a vulnerable position, who do not have all that amount of money or power or fame, he's always beside them, protecting them. All right, so this is what it means. Now, I want to talk a bit about courage, because all these ancient languages, Sanskrit and Avadhi as well, each word can be very nuanced, all right? And there are many different types of courage. The courage to give away in charity is referred to as dhanavir. The courage to forgive somebody else, and we all know that we need to forgive some people in our lives, but the courage to demonstrate that compassion is known as dayavir. The courage to stand and stay on the right path of righteousness is called dharmavir. Right? Dharma means the path of righteousness, doing what is important and doing the right thing. And the courage to renounce attachments in your life is known as tyagavir, because you're sacrificing. Your tyaga means sacrifice. And each of these subtypes are heroism. They're referring to courage, but they're referring to courage in different areas of our life. And somebody who has mastered all these areas, dayavir, and ranavir means somebody who's mastered and shown courage on the battlefront. So somebody who has demonstrated mastery in all these different areas, ranavir, dayavir, dhanavir, dharmavir, tyagavir, is known as mahavir. And Hanuman was that mahavir. He's a mighty hero bestowed with the courage of a thunderbolt. Okay, so that is the first Chaupai. We'll move on to the next one.
Kanchan varna viraj subesa kanan kundal kunchat kesa.
So kanchan varna is golden colored and handsomely dressed. Hanuman was known to be really well-dressed. And when we say well-dressed, it doesn't mean he was dressed like royalty or like a king. Well-dressed means just taking care of yourself, personal hygiene, wearing clean clothes. You know, just this little thing that we can do each and every morning that, you know, projects a positive aura. Doesn't take a lot. It's not very costly at all. But that's what we are referring to when we talk about Biraj Subesa. Because Hanuman, he was not a king, right? So he was not concerned too much with the wealth of the world. Although he wanted to provide his devotees with wealth if they needed it and if they knew exactly what to do with it for the greatest good of all. But he particularly was not that attached to it. And so the golden color is pretty interesting over here, Kanchan Barana. And the obvious meaning might be that, you know, he preferred to wear golden clothes. But the metaphorical meaning is more important here, because if you read some of his other stories, which we'll get into later on, he shares a very strong relationship with the sun. All right, there was this one time where, as a child, he was so fascinated by things around him, just like children are, right? They don't understand what's safe and what's unsafe for them, that he flew towards the sun because he thought the sun was a fruit, and he actually ate it up, I believe, or something along those lines. But because of that, he was embodied with the energy and the vibrance and the fierceness and the healing qualities of the sun. All right, so that's why they say that if you are lucky enough through your devotion to ever feel the presence of Hanumana, and if you go to India, there are like a lot of people that have received what is known as the darshan of Hanumana, they tell you that there is a light that emanates from his silhouette or from his body. And sometimes the light is so bright that they're not able to fully focus on it, but they can see the golden hues that sort of surround his silhouette, if that makes sense. And so it feels like, because he has such a strong connection with the sun, Surya, that there are rays that pour out of him when devotees notice his presence. And then the next one is Kanan Kundala Kunchit Kesa. So this one refers to him wearing beautiful earrings and him having curly locks or curly hair.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And so once again, we're trying to describe Hanuman. We're trying to create that deep level of bhakti inside our hearts. And we're trying to remember our own guru, Hanuman, by describing his attributes, his physical characteristics, and talking about the stories and really celebrating the spirit of Hanuman. And the more that we do it, the more we get closer and closer and deep and in trance and in this wonderful bliss that we tend to tap into after a certain phase, and it all starts in the heart. So I hope you enjoyed listening to today's session and are more fascinated with this beautiful being named Hanuman. One of the messages I received from one of our listeners was a request to share some of the more mystical and serendipitous and mysterious experiences that I've had with my connection with Hanuman, but also my own journey of visiting the temples around India and my most recent visit to South India, where I visited an ancient temple that is at least about 1400 years old, built on the mountain and built from rocks. So literally there was one rock and they chiseled, you know, the rock, and they built this beautiful temple. And I remember there's like a 60-foot Hanuman at that place. And I completely forgot it for some reason. But I now, as I look back, I notice how Hanuman, very subtly, you know, very not in a very obvious way, was trying to place these seeds into my life so that I can get closer and closer to this path that I found myself on right now. And this episode, this series, is just my sincere offering to Hanuman, without expecting much in return. And like I said, I just hope that this message reaches the right people's ears and people that are wanting to seek some guidance and some healing and some direction in their lives. Because, you know, without that spiritual direction, life can be very meaningless. And I don't want people to go down the route of meaningless spirituality, because then you're just, you know, you're like a scientist in the spiritual journey where you take a magnifying glass and try to measure and test everything. But that's not spirituality, to be honest. You know, spirituality based on where I'm at right now. Yes, there is instances where you need to measure and test, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, you just gotta leave it all and just fall into this beautiful experience, which remains unnamed, if I may put it that way. I hope you have a great time ahead, and we'll talk soon. If you are still listening to this episode, it means that you are among the 2% of people that are loyal listeners. And so what I want you to do, if you may, is write me an email or send me a DM on Instagram and let's connect, because I'm always curious about where people are tuning in to our episode from. I see the stats. I see that people are from Canada, United States, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in Asia, and all these different places. But, you know, it really makes my day if somebody writes to me.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.